We referred to dance halls earlier. The death of dance halls in the South and in Oklahoma was really bad. And maybe you can talk about where they were. And I remember I worked in Omaha, Nebraska, and there was a big dance hall up there even in the 70s.
Well, they stayed here until the bingo halls. Then that turned into casinos. Every town in Oklahoma seemed like had a dance hall, starting with Sepulpa, right on. Every town had one. On Saturday night, we would have seven or eight bands playing in dance halls. And on Monday, they'd all be coming bringing their stuff. I don't guess there's a dance hall left in Oklahoma now. And the reason being, they go to the casinos instead. And I don't blame them. It's free to get in. They hear music. They shoot pool. They drink beer. And they have fun. Whereas a dance hall is not going to be a fancy room. It's not going to be first class. But I think of all of those dance halls that we booked for years, years. No other VFW. I had Garth Brooks there. I had George Strait there. Had Reba. All of them as they were coming up, you know. Johnny Lee Will. Leon there. Rodney Lay there. Just a bunch of them. But they're not there anymore.
No, they sure aren't.
And that's a shame because I like that kind of music, that Western swing.
Yep. Loretta Lynn, her husband died in 1996. And she found comfort by listening to a Patsy Cline concert that had been recorded here in Tulsa.
Well, I'm not real acquainted with Loretta. I booked her a few times. Are you familiar with how they met?
No.
I understand that when Patsy Cline had the automobile accident, she was in the hospital, and she was listening to Ernest Tubb Record Shop. Every Saturday night, as soon as the opera is over, they had a live broadcast from Ernest Tubb Record Shop. She heard Loretta Lynn singing on there, and she asked her husband, Charlie Dick, if he would try to make arrangements and bring her to the hospital to see her. He did. I don't know what he promised her or what, but he did. But she was the kind of person that go visit a stranger. That started their friendship. In the Loretta Lynn movie, it shows their love that they had for each other. Really a deep friendship that they had. And I was only associated with Patsy a little bit. I booked Loretta. She was always really, really nice to me and all my friends. Sometimes when she didn't want to go out to tables and sit and sign autographs, her daughters would sit out there and sell the product. And then, you want us to sign Mama Jane, please? Yeah, so they signed. I always thought that was really, they did it at Muskogee when I had them down there. Did it at Grove, Oklahoma when I had her up there.
And everybody said yes, they wanted to.
Yes, right.
But about Patsy Cline is interesting. I think her first singing performance after that car wreck was actually here in Tulsa at the Cimarron Ballroom.
Yeah, she had her crutch on that time. She was here twice. She was on the crutch at one time. She got up there and then laid the crutch down and did her singing. I'll tell you a good autograph story. George Strait does not sign autographs. He just don't, never has. I mean, when he was first starting out, Woodward, Oklahoma, had the rodeo there. And he played the arena and then came in and did his show in the dance hall after. He was just becoming very popular. Because these people just going nuts trying to figure a way to get him to come out there and sign autographs. And he got on the bus, and he's through for the night. They're loading the bus up, and this one woman just driving me crazy to get him to sign his album. I said, okay, let me see what I can do. So I took her album, and I went around behind the bus, and I wrote George Strait on it. I come back and handed it to her, and she walked off. Well, bus was loaded, they were leaving, and I was getting ready to leave. Here come that lady. Can you stop that bus? I said, why? She said, he misspelled his name. I thought it was S-E-R-A-I-G-H-T. I said, oh, well, I said, you know, when a guy's drinking, sometimes I get confused. I never did that again. I had never did it before, and never did it again. Find somebody else's album.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. That is a great story. To go back to Patsy Cline, interesting, when that plane crashed that took her life, Randy Hughes was the pilot, and Cowboy Copas died, and Hawkshaw Hawkins, who was the husband of Gene Shepherd, died in that.
Right, yeah. Then the next week, the team, Johnny and Jack, Kitty Wells' husband, Johnny and Jack Anglin, they were on their way to Patsy's funeral, and they had a wreck, and he got killed. Jack of the team, Johnny and Jack Anglin, got killed in a car wreck going to Patsy's funeral.
Oh.